Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. What now? Now that Israel claims its forces killed Yahya Sinwar, considered the mastermind of the Hamas attack last October.
We haven't actually heard from Hamas itself yet. They will probably want to shape this as a PR win. If they accept that he has, in fact, been killed, he looks like he was killed fighting, which is exactly how they will want to present him. It's how he would have wanted to be presented. Beyond that, this opens an off-ramp to get out of Gaza, if that is exactly what the IDF and the Israeli government wants to do.
ABC's James Longman in Beirut. Citing her relationship with former President Trump, who appointed her to the federal bench, Ryan Ruth, accused in the second attempt on Trump's life, is trying to get Judge Aileen Cannon to recuse herself from the case. A report out of the United Nations and the University of Oxford says more than a billion people worldwide live in acute poverty, more than half of them children. This is ABC News. ABC's Alex Stone says this happened again.
In another mistake made involving a U.S. runway, Southwest Flight 1478 was cleared to take off from San Diego seconds after another Southwest plane was cleared to cross that same runway. The air traffic controller told Flight 1478 to abort its takeoff.
Cancel takeoff plans for Southwest 1478.
Southwest 1478 is rejected.
The plane that was cleared to cross the runway never actually crossed and instead stayed in place. Flight 1478 stopped its takeoff roll. Nobody was injured. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A fire station with no fire alarm? Local media in Germany's Hessen state report there was no alarm system at a brand new fire station, which was destroyed in the blaze, as were almost a dozen emergency vehicles. Damage put in the 20 million euros range. Local officials told the German news agency DPA there was no fire alarm because experts considered it unnecessary. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
You can go to Versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Charges are filed against Jesse Vang and Katrina Bauer in the death of Elijah Vu. Manitowoc County District Attorney Jacqueline LaBrie made the announcement at a news conference Thursday afternoon.
Well, I will not comment further on the details of the case out of respect for the ongoing judicial process. I assure you that we remain committed to working with law enforcement to hold those responsible for his death accountable.
Elijah was the 3-year-old boy from Two Rivers who went missing in February and whose body was found last month. A bail hearing for Bauer and Vang will be Friday. Vice President Kamala Harris is blitzing battleground Wisconsin with 2.5 weeks to Election Day. She campaigned in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay Thursday. Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan are critical to Harris's chances of winning in November. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Badgers and the Wildcats. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wisconsin takes on the Northwestern Wildcats tomorrow, kickoff at 11 a.m. Head coach Luke Fickell was asked, how has the Badgers' offensive line improved this season?
I would say as much as anything is just their ability to play together. You know, we've had consistency up front in particular. across the board. But I think their ability to, you know, figure out what it is that they do well and play together.
NFL, the Packers host the 5-1 Texans on Sunday. NBA, the Bucks losing last night in Dallas, 109-84. The Bucks finished the preseason 1-3. Were the rookies paying attention last night to head coach Doc Rivers?
Well, sometimes they hear you, sometimes they don't. It's just normal. There's so many things going on in their mind. When I think they're struggling hearing it, I say less. When I think they're open to hearing it, I say more. And you just got to have a good read.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Look for clear skies here in the overnight with south winds staying quite breezy. We'll easily see gusts up around 30 miles per hour throughout the night. Temperatures dropping to the upper 40s at daybreak. On Friday, sunny skies continued breezy with highs in the lower 70s. Right now, it's 55.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On tomorrow's show, TJ Bowles and marvelous Ethan Matthews with Hybrid Wrestling joins us to talk about their Path to the Bash event coming up in Green Bay.
Plus live music from Heights Pub and Parlor. Brad Bordini.
Join us.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who thinks outside the box and hates cliches, Pete Schwabba.
That's me, your loyal host of Nightlight. I hate cliches, and I'll be damned if I'm going to sit here and spew out cliches like I just did. It's great to have you with me. Welcome to Nightlight, wherever you are joining us from in our lovely state on this absolutely stunningly beautiful fall day. It is great to have you with me. Pull the whole family in around the radio. Let's do this old school. Gather them around. Dad, put on a nice smoking jacket. Grab a pipe. Mom, put on your best house coat and some slippers, and gather the kids around. We're going to talk about entertainment tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And that is something that right now, with all of our polarization and all the political talk and all the dog and cat talk last night and the Packer Bear talk, whatever it is, we need to come together. And we're going to do that tonight, talking about entertainment. That is on the agenda like it is so often here at Nightlight. And we've been doing it all week, and we've been doing it for 10 months now. So thank you for being a loyal listener. And if you are tuning in tonight, whether it's on the radio or the stream, welcome to Nightlight. Conrad, how can people watch the radio?
Yeah, so we're on Facebook, Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, WGBW, and YouTube, Civic Media, WGBW, and on X, Civic Media, or WGBW. Sorry, I meant Twitter.
Twitter, come on, man.
No, we're not ranting about this again, all right?
I know. We've done that enough. If you're on any of those mediums, platforms, whatever you want to call them, feel free to give us a like or a follow. We'd love to get those. We do have a fun show tonight. What did you have you been here all day in this cooped up in this studio?
I've been here since about 12:30 today.
Well, that's not too bad.
No.
But you didn't produce the morning show again, or you did?
No, not this morning. Nope. Todd is back.
All right. All is right with the world. It is so beautiful out today. I hope you got out and walked over and got a happy gelato. I think we should make a happy gelato thing because we did sad gelato when it got colder.
Well, it's going to, you know.
It's so beautiful again.
It's going to get colder again, though. So then, you know, it's like, yeah.
You don't think it's worth it?
We might have to make that in, like, spring. Mm. Or we could make it for any day that just feels beautiful.
It just feels beautiful. Every day is a good day. Let's remember that, kids. That's why we're here tonight, to remind you of how lucky you are and to practice some gratitude. Great to have you with us. Great show tonight at 6:35. It is a Thursday night, ladies and gentlemen. That means only one thing. Well, it means a lot of things. But tonight on Nightlight, it means it's our popcorn pick of the week. And joining me tonight to make the popcorn pick will be Eric Hulse from Colonel Popcorn in the Wisconsin Dells. I've been trying to have Eric on the show for a few weeks. He's one of the first people, or his wife, actually, Patricia, I talked to. They were one of the first popcorn companies I reached out to try to get them on the show. This is even before we had made the popcorn pick of the week. So I've wanted to have Eric on for a while. I'm glad we finally figured it out. These popcorn companies, Conrad, have a really, they're busy. People love popcorn. And I've talked to two or three of them who have said, it's my busy season. And I'm like, wow, some people like popcorn more than at other times of the year. Or maybe they're like corporate stuff or whatever. Either way, it's great to have Eric here. As I understand it, he's a big fan of movies. He'll give us a popcorn pick of the week, and we'll talk to him about his product and get his pick at 6:35 tonight. And then in the second hour, mob aficionado, let's call him, Robert Dennis, Bob, as he's known to his friends, and I hope I consider myself one of his friends, so I'll call him Bob. Bob Dennis will be here at 7:20. We're going to talk about mob movies, and Bob has kind of an interesting past when it comes to Hollywood. He's been part of different shows when he was a kid and then when he lived here in Green Bay. So we'll talk to Bob about all of that. But I'm going to ask Bob what the state of the mafia is in Wisconsin right now. Because contrary to popular belief, Conrad, I am not in the mafia. What are you
really?
What was that doing? What were you doing there? Checking out your cup?
It looked like there's something in the bottom. And yeah, I don't know.
You've been nursing that all day?
Wow. Kind of all day, yeah. But I think I'm going to dump it because I see something in the bottom of it now.
Get rid of those floaters. You don't know who is in here taking a swig of your beverage.
It was just me. I don't know.
So Bob will be here at 7:20, and we'll talk some mob movies and the mob and some of his experiences with Hollywood, which are kind of interesting. So fun show tonight. Also, our question of the night, given that Bob will be here, is what is your favorite mob movie? I can't believe we haven't done this question before, but it's very simple. Not quite as simple as last night where it was dog or cat. That almost seemed like we were mailing it in.
But dogs won.
But dogs won. And so it is a legitimate question. But what is your favorite mob movie? That is our question tonight. I would have to start off. That's a tough one, actually. I think it's... The Godfather is oftentimes talked about as one of the best movies ever. Thereby, you'd have to almost consider it as one of the best mob movies, obviously. But on a lot of lists, Goodfellas is number one. There are so many more mob movies. One of my favorites is a Coen Brothers film called Miller's Crossing about an Irish mobster in Baltimore in the 40s, I believe. Gabriel Byrne, Albert Finney, Marcia Gay Harden, great cast, John Turturro. John Polito, great cast, and a really underrated mob movie, in my opinion. So that's our question. What is your favorite mob movie? You can let us know. Did it sound like I said mom? What's your favorite mom movie?
Miss Doubtfire.
She's not even really a mom. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let me know. Favorite mob movie. It's a good one, folks. So get in on the action here. Is that kind of a dude-heavy question, would you say? Seems like guys like mob movies more than more than women.
I think mob movies are, you know, they're great.
Exactly.
You get into it as soon as, you know.
They could just be good movies. Doesn't have to be a guy or a girl movie.
Yeah.
Right?
My favorite is A Bronx Tale.
Oh, Bronx Tale is awesome.
That movie is so good.
I love that. And I know I talk about this all the time. We've talked about that movie probably once or one or two other times. I love the scene where Robert De Niro is walking down the street with his kid. And it's just, well, they're in the Bronx in a neighborhood and the sun is going down. And it didn't have that like Hollywood lighting where everything is lighter than it should be. You could barely make out their faces. And you saw a lot of activity around them. It was just so real. You felt like you were looking in on these two people. Great scene.
You know, their Family Guy made like a little like version of the Bronx Tale by themselves.
Did they?
It's hilarious. If you got time, watch the Family Guy version.
We should cut it. Let's cut it. If we can't get it on tonight, okay. Let's cut it for tomorrow night. So I watch these reels at night and the, you know what reels are, right? Like on Instagram.
Yeah.
So one is called the Soccer Assassin. And it's this kid who kicks a soccer ball and he drills one kid and that kid goes down. The ball bounces back to him. He drills another kid. That kid goes down. Ball bounces back to him. He kicks it again and drills the first kid he put down while he's down. And it was to that Axel Foley music that Peter Griffin does. And then and it was, I'm literally, Sometimes I watch these when I crawl in bed next to my wife at like 1 a.m. and I can't stop laughing. And she's like, knock it off. But the whole bed starts shaking. Some of them are so damn funny. Okay, so those are the guests. That's the question. And some good movies. Here's where we're at. Okay, right now, Hollywood, and I know this for a fact because a few of these are mine. There are scripts sitting on shelves at Hollywood studios that would make great movies. But this weekend, we are looking at two re-releases of films, Back to the Future Part 2 and Hocus Pocus. And they've been doing this more and more the last couple months, re-releasing films. And it's fun. I mean, if you want to go see these films, I feel like they should be in the dollar theaters, though, or the second run theaters. These multiplexes are putting in these re-releases. And whatever, okay, they're there to make money. I get it. But any day of the week, give me something original that I haven't seen yet. Like, the choices this weekend at the movies are not that great. You got Smile 2, a sequel to a horror film, which somehow is pulling in 82% on Rotten Tomatoes. I don't get that. But I've said, and we've talked about this on the show with Mariah Gates when she was on, and I think I asked Rob Thomas, are critics turning into wimps and just giving good reviews so they don't lose their press passes or their free screenings? Maybe. All these horror films are coming out and getting really good reviews. I do not get that. Not saying they can't be great films. Maybe they are. The ones I've seen, okay, they're okay. But 82% for Terrifier 3 got in the 80s. Smile 2 is getting in the 80s. I'm struggling with that, Conrad.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday I was like, maybe I'll go see a movie this weekend. And I looked up the theater in Green Bay on the east side, and I was like, there's nothing here. I'm not a huge horror fan.
Same.
And like most of them, it was like the Terrifier 3 was like one of the newest movies there.
Right.
The others were like, yeah, nothing too special.
And those are your options this weekend. Two re-releases, Hocus Pocus and Back to the Future Part 2, which I loved, but I don't need to see that again on a huge screen 4 years yeah. after its release. You can't do better than that. And then Smile 2. And then there's a Michael Keaton movie that has not been made available to critics yet. So who knows? I mean, I like Michael Keaton, but pretty poor assortment of films at this week's box office. So if you do go, let us know what you saw. Let us know what you felt about it. Tonight's question, in honor of Bob Dennis's visit to the studio. He's coming into the studio. Did I mention that?
Yeah.
I love when guests come into the studio. I realize my guests are from all over. They can't always make it. Do you think we should ask Sage or Todd or someone for some kind of travel budget? It would be great to get a guest. Like Jeff Tully and Jamie Kaler last night were here, and they're on over the stream from L.A., and that was great, but fly them in.
Yeah.
Give them a per diem. Let's get some more studio guests. I kid, of course. Bob Dennis will be here. We're going to talk mob movies and the state of the mafia in Wisconsin. Eric Hulse is here in just a few minutes to make the popcorn pick of the week. He's from Colonel Popcorn in Wisconsin Dells. Check it out. They have some great flavors, all of which we'll discuss coming up. And our question tonight, what is your favorite mob movie? There's so many good ones to choose from. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Or you can let us know on the app or the stream. So many ways to contact Nightlight, and we hope you do. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Well, you busted out of class, had to get away from those fools. We learned more from a 3-minute record than we ever learned in school. Turn out of here, the neighborhood, drum us out, and feel my heart begin to pound. So you're tired, just want to close your eyes.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and an unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Waters. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
But that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The 608, this is a great one. The Boondock Saints. That's an answer to our question tonight. What is your favorite mob movie? 608 says Boondock Saints. Norman Reedus. And I want to say Sean Patrick Flannery maybe was the other guy. They were just like two Catholic vigilantes. I haven't seen that movie in a long time, but it was a good film. I liked it. Annie from the 920 says, Some Like It Hot. Annie, it's been so long since I've seen that movie. And I remember Jack Lemmon and I'm blanking on the other guy, of course. But was that a mob movie? I don't even remember the mob element to it. But I totally trust you, and I believe you. So let's go with that. That's a great one, Annie. Some Like It Hot. Sherry says, good evening, Pete and Conrad. Conrad, do me a favor. Google Some Like It Hot and find out who the – was it Burt Lancaster? It was Jack Lemmon. I know Jack Lemmon was in it. I love Jack Lemmon. Sherry says, good evening, Pete and Conrad. Hey, Sherry. Love Sherry's emojis, as usual.
Jack Lemmon.
Yeah, I know. That's the part I knew.
Oh. Wait.
Is it Burt Lancaster?
Who plays who?
I don't remember the character name.
All right, so like
40 years since
Tony I've seen Curtis?
It. Tony Curtis. Yes, thank you, sir. All right. And is there a synopsis there? Does it mention the mob?
Jack Lemmon.
Conrad is very thorough. I don't know if you folks have picked that up. Sherry says Scorpio. Is that a, I don't know that movie, Sherry. This is like the second time in 3 weeks Sherry has stumped me. Let's go to the IMDb Pro, as I like to call it. Scorpion, the Scorpion King. Scorpio. Oh, I thought she meant maybe Serpico. Yeah, Scorpio from 1973. Burt Lancaster. Oh, maybe she heard me say Burt Lancaster. Is that a mob movie, Sherry? Oh, yeah. CIA orders, CIA crosses deli cap mouse game. All right. I can't just sit here and read websites while I'm on the air. That would not be responsible radio.
It's
but,
good radio. It's good radio.
It's good radio. Hey, Pete, read a book on the air. That sounds great. thank you, Sherry, for that. Jameson in Pennsylvania, you are 100% on The Godfather, but my favorite is Casino. The ending is brutal and haunting. You know, Jameson, this is so weird. Casino is based, the Joe Pesci character, I think Joe played Anthony Spilotro, and the Spilotro brothers were Chicago, you know, heavies, so to speak, the muscle for the mob, as they say, and they ran a gang in Vegas called the Hole in the Wall Gang. And you're right. They were buried. That's a true ending. They were buried in a cornfield in Indiana. And when I was at DePaul University, one of their daughters pulled up 2 weeks after they discovered the body of her father and uncle to the dorms at DePaul University in Chicago. Pulled up in a limo, and word spread so quickly around the cafeteria, that's a Spilotro. And I was like, and I can't, all I remember was feeling horrible for her. I mean, the guy did terrible things. He was a gangster, but that's her dad. And I was like, man, you got to go start college 2 weeks later. But that's it. Yeah, Casino is a great movie. Robert De Niro, Don Rickles, Joe Pesci, Sharon Stone. That's one of the, that's a good one too. Okay, so, all right, Conrad just did some research. After witnessing a mafia murder, Slick Sax, yes, that's right. They witnessed, okay, saxophone player Joe, played by Tony Curtis, and his long-suffering buddy Jerry, Jack Lemmon, improvise a quick plan to escape from Chicago with their lives. Disguising themselves as women, they join an all-female jazz band, of course. I knew that. I couldn't remember why they were doing it, though. But that's, all right, very, that's great. Thank you, 608. These are all great. And Casino is good. Casino came out, and I can't remember who I was talking about this with. It came out maybe a couple years after Goodfellas. And Goodfellas is just on kind of another level. But Casino is a little bit of a slower pace. It's a longer movie. But I think it's every bit as good as Goodfellas. It's a very good film. Where am I at here? I'm getting lost here. Okay, my favorite mob movies are The First Godfather and Scarface. That's Anna from the 608. Both outstanding films. And yeah, The Godfather is one of those films I cannot turn off. It's so good. It's so well done. Every aspect of it. The way it's lit is beautiful. The acting is amazing. The script is tight, even though it's a long movie. 608 says, I think this can be considered a mob movie or at least organized crime, but Motherless Brooklyn was exceptional. I don't know that movie. Unrelated to today's question, I saw The Joker last night and thought it was really good. Obviously dark, but there was a storyline. The acting was excellent, and I even enjoyed the singing and didn't seem out of place. That's Monica from Mount Horeb. Thank you, Monica. You guys are always welcome, as you know, to share if you did see something and can either pan it or recommend it. Love that too. Always feel free to share. That's a great text. Thank you, Monica. Sherry from Horicon says, yes. Response to my earlier question. Thank you, Sherry. Annie from Watertown, Tony Curtis. Yes, thank you. Wow, everybody's been really helpful tonight. Sherry sends a heart love. That Annie from Watertown says they witnessed the St. Valentine's Day massacre. Okay. I might have to give that a rewatch. It's been probably 40 years. I think I saw it with my grandma at her house in Northbrook, Illinois. And then Sherry says Serpico is mine. Okay, so Sherry said Scorpio initially. I thought that's maybe what she meant. That's an Al Pacino film too. He played Frank Serpico. Really good movie. And then it became a TV show. And it's funny because Al Pacino just looked like a New York City cop. He has that really gritty look. It's like handsome grit. And he was younger and he played this cop. And then the guy they cast in the TV show is a guy named David Burney. I think he was married to Meredith Baxter Burney. And he just didn't have the same. I remember thinking the TV show was kind of interesting because I liked cop shows, but he just didn't have the Pacino vibe. But anyway, great text. Keep those coming. What is your favorite mob movie? That's what we're talking about tonight. Bob Dennis will be here in the second hour to discuss his. We'll talk mob and mob movies. And our popcorn pick of the week happens in just a few minutes with Eric Hulse from Colonel Popcorn at the Wisconsin Dells. That's coming up after award-winning news here at Civic Media. Mike Desitel checks in on the stream and says Jack Lemmon, not Jeff. Did I say Jeff Lemmon, Conrad?
Jack Lemmon.
Yeah.
Jack Lemmon.
We've established you know how to say that name. But where did Jeff come from?
Maybe you said it by accident.
Maybe I did. I don't know. Wouldn't be the first time. I make a lot of mistakes. All right. So fun show tonight. Some mob talk, some popcorn talk coming up next. And we're going to give a popcorn pick of the week. You will not want to miss that, folks. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night edition of Nightlight. We're almost there, folks. The weekend is right around the corner. This is Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
One night in a disco on the outskirts of Frisco, I was cruising with my favorite gang. The place was so boring, filled with out-of-towners touring. I knew that it wasn't my thing.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. What now? Now that Israel claims its forces killed Yahya Sinwar, considered the mastermind of the Hamas attack last October.
We haven't actually heard from Hamas itself yet. They will probably want to shape this as a PR win. If they accept that he has, in fact, been killed, he looks like he was killed fighting, which is exactly how they will want to present him. It's how he would have wanted to be presented. Beyond that, this opens an off-ramp to get out of Gaza, if that is exactly what the IDF and the Israeli government wants to do.
ABC's James Longman in Beirut. Citing her relationship with former President Trump, who appointed her to the federal bench, Ryan Ruth, accused in the second attempt on Trump's life, is trying to get Judge Aileen Cannon to recuse herself from the case. A report out of the United Nations and the University of Oxford says more than a billion people worldwide live in acute poverty, more than half of them children. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's unemployment rate is holding steady. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says the state's jobless rate was 2.9% in September. Wisconsin's labor force increased by 6,700 workers over the month. Wisconsin farmers are helping other farmers hit hard by Hurricanes Helene and Milton. Savannah Tome Olson reports.
Farmers here in Wisconsin are delivering hay for animals in North Carolina and Tennessee. It started with a Northwoods window company who teamed up with a Merrill farmer to send 54 large bales of hay to North Carolina. So far now, 10 trucks from across the country have delivered hay to states impacted by the hurricanes. They're looking for more drivers to take down more hay, if you're interested. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Bad news from the world of pop music as One Direction's Liam Payne died after a fall from a third-story balcony in Buenos Aires, Argentina, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Payne was discovered while performing in front of Simon Cowell on the show The X Factor, which led him to the band One Direction. Liam Payne was just 31 years old. Saturday Night Live's 50th season is off to a roaring start. A little extra hype thanks to the movie Saturday Night, which tells the story about the moments leading up to the first broadcast of the show in 1975, is probably not hurting. The show's October 12th episode drew its highest ratings in over 3 years with host Ariana Grande and musical act Stevie Nicks. NBC reports that the show pulled in over 5.5 million viewers for the actual episode and a true 516 million views on social media. The first show of the season featuring Jean Smart as the host and Jelly Roll brought in the biggest numbers for a season opener since 2020. 50 years is not a bad run. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny and still windy today. We'll get to around 71 for a high this afternoon with winds south at 15 to 25. Tonight, clear, low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, low 70s. Then on Sunday, sunshine with a high back into the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers are back on the road to face Northwestern. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on your local Civic Media radio station, 1260 AM, WLAK.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, my guest for Freaky Friday is Racine paranormal investigator Ron Helmick, who brings actual audio footage of a ghost. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr stops by.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Yes, it is that time of week. Before we get to our next guest, Eric, I want to just say we are giving away, we gave away about 7 or 9 tickets or something last night for this Blues Brews and Barbecue. It takes place in Marinette at the Community Rec Center there, November 2nd. That's my hood, people. Represent Marinette, November 2nd, 5 to 10 p.m., Blues, Brews, and Barbecue. Great music, a brisket cook-off, and excellent beer from the Rail House up there in Marinette. It's going to be a really fun night. Tickets are $17.50, but if you text us tonight, we'll give you tickets. What are we? Should we cap it at like 1,000?
Yeah.
All right. So text us, leave us your name if you want to go. We've got free tickets here. Let us know. And without further ado, I'm very excited to bring in this next guest. He is the owner of Colonel Popcorn in the Wisconsin Dells. His name is Eric Hulse, and he is here this week on Nightlight to help us make our popcorn pick of the week. Eric, welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. Really like the show, Pete.
Well, thank you. It's really good to have you here. I said earlier on the show, I spoke with your wife on the phone about a few weeks ago. And she said you were a big fan of movies and TV, and I said, oh, we got to have him on the show. And since that conversation, we've started this Popcorn Pick of the Week, and where we have someone from a popcorn company, ideally on, every week. And I've been very much looking forward to this because I know you're such a fan of movies and TV. So welcome to Nightlight. Yeah.
Right.
Now, are you in your store there? Is that where you are?
Yeah, I see a bunch of popcorn behind me.
Yeah.
We have 132 flavors to choose from.
Wow. I was looking at your website. Let's do this. All right. Before we get into the flavors, and there are so many, tell us about Colonel Popcorn and how this started for you, Eric. How did you get into this racket?
Well, I was in sales for quite a few years, and I was traveling too much and apparently complaining too much because my sister-in-law called me up. Now, she has the candy store here, part of our store. And she's been making the fudge chocolates and candies here in the Dells for 45 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, she calls me up, and I was somewhere in California. And she says, hey, what about popcorn? I said, what about popcorn? What are you talking about? She says, well, no, the guy asked me today if I knew anybody wanted a popcorn business. I said, I have 5 kids and a mortgage. Are you kidding me? I can't do popcorn. And but you can't keep asking God for a door to open and then laughing at when it does. So we took a pretty big pay cut and a pretty good chance and started a popcorn store.
So
and we started with,
sorry, yeah, go we started, ahead.
Yeah, we started with about 30 flavors of popcorn, and my wife kind of find out really liked the inventing part. She's like a mad scientist in the kitchen, always coming up with new flavors. So she comes up with all these things, and we like to use an ingredient a lot of people don't use anymore. It used to be in everything. You've probably heard of it. It's called food.
I'm familiar with that. Yeah.
Right. Used to be in everything you got. Now it's hard to find. So our cheese corn has popcorn, coconut oil, and cheese. 3 ingredients. That's it.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah. Our caramel corn has no caramel flavoring, no high fructose corn syrup, no preservatives. But it's real molasses, real butter, lots of sugar. I'm not saying it's health food, but at least it's actual food, you know. But with 132 flavors now, we got something for everybody.
So you were you living in California and you came back to do this?
No, that's why my home is here in Wisconsin.
Okay.
And wife was here, the kids are here, and I'm traveling all over doing sales.
Gotcha.
And so I've gone too much and you know, I just wanted to be home. So we took a pretty big financial cut on that. But I was home every night. I got to be with the kids. I did all of the school stuff, you know, the overnight things and the travel and the camping and the, you know, stuff, show up for parent teacher meetings, you know, all the important stuff I was missing. And, it turned out a blessing. There's no 401k, there's no retirement fund, but the kids are happy and they're all out and launched into the world successfully. So I think we made a good choice.
That's fantastic. And you can't, you know, you can't put a price on that either, being around your kids, because once they're gone, you know.
That time is just too precious to miss.
Absolutely. And you had healthy, lovely snacks, too, throughout. It sounds like their childhood.
Lots of snacks.
Well, are you from the Wisconsin Dells, Eric, or did you go there?
I'm imported.
Okay.
I'm imported. My wife found me languishing in California.
Right.
And I come across her. I was in the movie business myself. I was out doing movies and TV shows, and I got my SAG card and I worked on that for a while. But as you know, that kind of business is ups and downs. And I was in a down area when I thought, you know what, I need to find a job that'll pay me some money. And I saw an ad for a activities director in a resort park. And as it turns out, her brother hired me. And I ended up working with her for about a year before we started dating. And then one thing led to another. And she said, hey, I'm going back to Wisconsin for Thanksgiving. You should come with me. Now, I don't know how you feel, but I think guys are kind of dense on the hints part. I didn't know I was going back for a check it out with the family kind of thing, you know.
Right.
And apparently they approved, and I never left Wisconsin. So 30 years I've been out here now.
Well, you could do a lot worse. You're in a beautiful part of the state there, in a great state. So so lucky you.
It's been a fun time.
Yeah, that's so great. And I'm always fascinated, and we talk about it on this show a lot, with the paths that people take to get them to where they
are.
You
never know what's right around the corner.
Exactly. And I never knew I'd be doing this. And, you know, Conrad's only 24. Right. He still had big dreams. He's nowhere near where he wants to be working with me. But what are you going to do?
Hey, it might launch him right into where he needs to be.
That's right. Exactly. So, all right. So this is great. That's a great story, Eric. Thank you for sharing that with us. Let's talk about some of your flavors here at Colonel Popcorn. The ones that jumped out at me, I'm going to ask you. I mean, they all sound great. Mango lime chili popcorn. How do you do that?
Okay, well, that started, my wife comes up with all these things, and that one started with, we went out to eat, and we had a tilapia with a mango lime salsa, and the next day she's mucking around the kitchen, like you said, like a mad scientist, and she comes out and says, here, try this. I'm like, oh my God, that's dinner last night. That's fantastic. And one batch, and she had it right. We didn't change a thing.
Wow.
But another one, like Lay's, she calls it barbecue, Lay's barbecue. She wanted it to taste like Lay's barbecue chips. And she worked on that one for 3 months before she finally got it right where she wanted it. It's a huge success, but it took a while.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Like you have to be creative. Yeah. You have to think outside the box. Definitely. And there's trial and error. Did you use the kids to kind of test market it?
There's a lot of trial and error. Yeah. And oh, yeah, they definitely would try everybody, the kids, the customers. Whenever she comes up with a new batch, she only makes one batch. And then I sit out and sample it all to everybody. Here, try this new one. It's called this or it's called that. And then we take the customer reviews. We go majority rules. If they say it needs more pepper, we put more pepper. If they say it needs more garlic, we put more garlic, whatever the response is, until we come up with one everybody's happy with.
That's great. All right. Here's another one, Eric, that really caught my eye. I don't even know. I couldn't even venture a guess on what this flavor is. So I need your help here. Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse popcorn. What is that? All right. He's holding it up to the screen. Look at that.
That is a combination of ghost pepper, habanero, chili cheese, gunpowder extreme, and Texas Red Hot all blended together. Now, this is not a mild popcorn, but it's not like sign a waiver, you're taking your life in your own hands kind of thing. But it is real ghost peppers, real habaneros, lots of cheese, and it's just fantastic. Onions, garlic, it's just a really wonderful flavor. But when people come in to try it, I say, okay, it's a mixture of four different popcorns, so you can't really have one or two pieces. So we're going to do a popcorn shot. And so we have shots of popcorn, and everybody has to follow the shot rules. And I say, I don't know you. I don't know if you know the rules. So everybody holds theirs until everybody's got one, and then all at once. And then we all eat this popcorn, me included. And there's quite a few red faces in the bunch when that happens.
You have some water ready for people.
Yeah. Oh, we sell a lot of ice cream that way.
Oh, nice. You mentioned as part of that one, chili cheese gunpowder. Where did that come from?
That's one of those. That one, I was at a boat show up in Minneapolis, and I was helping a guy up there, a friend of mine, and I was walking around, and this guy was selling a chicken and steak rub, and he called it Gunpowder Extreme Chicken and Steak Rub. So I had to get some of that. I tried it, and it's like, oh, that would make perfect popcorn. So when we got it, I mixed that with our cheese corn. Our cheese corn is real Wisconsin cheddar. So we mix up the garlic, onions, and peppers that comes in that thing, and it made a perfect popcorn. It's great for snacking. You can eat it while watching a movie. You can eat the whole bag. You don't have to worry about tomorrow.
That's so great. Why do you think, Eric, popcorn? First of all, what's your favorite snack when you're watching a movie? And okay. Is it vary between movie or TV show or?
No, not really. Typically, I'm having popcorn.
Okay.
But like if I'm having a deli sandwich, I'm having dill pickle popcorn with that.
Nice.
If I'm having a movie, it kind of depends on if you're feeling salty or savory or sweet, you know.
Yeah.
With 132 flavors, we've got something for everything. People can tell me what they're going to eat with it or what they're going to watch, and I'll recommend them a particular flavor. So it's kind of like matching a wine with your meal.
I love it. You have also root beer float. How did you come across? How did you
Well, you ever have root beer barrels?
Yes.
Okay. So basically, we make root beer candy. I roll the popcorn in that, and it tastes just like a root beer barrel. Now, to make it taste like a root beer float, we also make a popcorn called vanilla ice cream, and just mix the two together.
Nice.
So they're in the bags together, just brown and white, and then you try them together, and it tastes like a root beer float.
All right. Just a couple more here. White Zinfandel. First of all, it's so funny with wine. I remember when White Zinfandel was all the rage, and I was I think I got bullied into ordering it once with my wife and her sisters. I'm like, okay, fine, I'll have White Zinfandel.
Okay, I'll try it. Yeah. I am not a fan. I'm not a big wine fan, and people love that thing. Now, my problem is I'm the taste tester. My wife comes up with all these recipes. And I come into the shop one day and she says, here, try this, and stuffs it in my face. I'm like, oh, that is horrible. It tastes like wine. She's like, all right. You know,
that's what
job.
I was going for.
Yeah. But man, I'll tell you, the gals like it with their book clubs. They like it with their getting, when they get together and just, you know, having together time, I guess. It's very popular.
Well, it's such a great snack, too. And I've talked about this before on the show, how popcorn became popular because it was cheap in the Depression.
Yeah.
And now it gets to the point where when you hear it popping, it makes me want to watch a movie. Like, it is so synonymous with TV watching and movies. So that's one of the things I love about doing this segment. And the last one I want to ask you about before we get your pick, Eric, is chocolate peanut butter drizzle.
Right. Okay. Well, come on. Who doesn't like a good chocolate and peanut butter, right? So, again, we make... chocolate or a peanut butter candy, basically. We use extra chunky Skippy peanut butter for that one.
Oh.
And then when you cook peanut butter, it tastes a lot more like peanut brittle. So you got this popcorn that sort of tastes like peanut brittle, and then we drizzle milk chocolate all over it. So it gives it a really nice chocolate peanut butter. It's just fantastic.
You know what's funny, too? Like, all these things you're saying are, it sounds so delicious. And like you said, it's not healthy. However... it's natural, so it's still healthier than eating like a Cheeto.
Much better.
Yeah.
Much better than a bag of chips or something like that. And the best part when you're in the store is that you can try any of them, so you're never going to be disappointed. You don't have to like them all, but you're going to find the ones you do like, and then that's the one you're going to pick and take home.
That's so great. Okay. Conrad, if you please, I think we are ready for our popcorn pick of the week from our guest, Eric Hulse from Colonel Popcorn in the Wisconsin Dells. Drum roll, please. Eric,
the Princess
your popcorn.
Bride.
Oh, nice.
That is my classic all-time favorite. It's got action. It's got comedy. It's got drama. I mean, you know, when Montoya is talking about his father and how he's going to get the, it's just moving every time. And the combination of Andre the Giant and the swordplay and everything is just too much fun.
The whole movie, I remember watching that in college, and someone said, we went into a friend's dorm room, and he's like, I got The Princess Bride. It was on VHS. I'm like, oh, what? Come on. What? Really? Even in that movie, with a room full of dudes, that opening scene between Wesley and Robin Wright Penn is so beautiful and intoxicating. The music and her voice and just, I mean, it's...
And his straight up adoration with As You Wish.
As You
Wish.
No
matter what.
So great. And with the music by Hans Zimmer, that is an excellent popcorn pick of the week. Eric, can we keep you for a few more minutes past the break here?
Yeah,
we got to do a very quick thing. And then I want to ask you about your days as an actor and maybe a couple other fun stuff, too. We'll get Eric Hulse here. He's going to spend a few extra minutes with us on Nightlight with Pete Schwab. But we're coming right back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on Air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
You can go to Versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health, but you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Refuses to play along on the text line, says Miller's Crossing is a masterpiece when it comes to mob movies. And I agree, Dave. But seriously, you're still texting. You're entering in the same amount of numbers. Text the damn text line. It's a good friend of mine, an old friend who just does that now to get under my skin. But either way, it's still fun to have him. All right. We just made our popcorn pick of the week with Eric Hulse from Colonel Popcorn in the Wisconsin Dells. Eric, I forgot to ask you this. Where can people find your popcorn? Do you do a mail order thing? Can they order it online? Well, share that with us, please.
Yeah, we're at ColonelPopcornsFactory.com.
Okay.
And then, of course, come and see us in the Dells. It's more fun that way when you can try it yourself.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We have a gelato place next door to here in downtown Green Bay here, and I swear to God I walk out of there. I'm 1,000 calories in from the samples before I even make my orders.
Right.
So.
Like I say, with 132 flavors, where you try any of them. So that's a really great way to find the one you want.
That's so great. A couple things in our interview I just kind of glossed over, and I felt like they deserve more attention. Five kids?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, my daughter's a homicide detective.
Dear Lord.
My oldest boy does cybersecurity in Budapest. I got one that was in the Air Force and now is going back to school. I got one that's in the Army now. He's a combat medic. And the baby just graduated from college last year, and
oh
now
gosh.
He's interviewing for being a DNR in Wisconsin.
Wow, well done.
Yeah.
I would imagine as much fun as they were, you and your wife are probably just kind of enjoying the silence a little bit.
It is a pleasant thing. We are very, very happy when the kids come to visit, but every once in a while you just sit and go, oh,
right.
Listen
to that silence. Yeah.
That's a good sound.
So the other thing I glossed over with, you're a SAG actor. We're both fellow union members of SAG. So, congrats.
Right.
What did you do? Were you, you lived in LA pursuing acting a little bit or what?
Well, I was in between jobs and I was reading a paper one day. Actually I was working at a boys' home, taking the guys out to go play basketball and that kind of stuff. And get them some exercise. And one day I was reading the paper afterwards and an ad about, want to be an actor, call us, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, ooh, I want to be an actor. I'm like, no, it's just a gag. They just want your money, you know. And they wouldn't let it go, of course, being teenagers. And so finally I called them up and I was going to say, how does this work? Do you hire kids, blah, blah, blah. And as soon as the phone answers, I said, yeah, I'm calling about your ad in the paper. She says, well, can you be in a movie tomorrow? And I'm like, well, what are you talking about? Well, we need people for, and the movie was The Ring of the Musketeers with David Hasselhoff and Cheech Marin.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, well, I got to work tomorrow, so no. And she says, I said, but what's the important part? I said, how much does it cost? She says, it's $40. And I said, see, to the kids, they just want 40 bucks from you. And so they all went about their business. And I'm going to say, thank you, no. And she says, well, yeah, but tomorrow pays $40. And we'll ship you down to L.A. to film. And we just need a bunch of people tomorrow. And I'm like, okay, yeah. You know, just kind of brushing her off. And she tells me where to be and when. And I'm thinking, no way, I got to work tomorrow. I don't have 40 bucks in my pocket. And so as soon as I hang up, the phone rings and the boss calls and says, yeah, don't forget, you got to come and pick up your overage check tomorrow and or tonight, this afternoon, she says. And she says, by the way, one of the other guys wants to know if you can switch days off with him because he's got a dentist appointment. I said, okay, but when's my day off then? He says, tomorrow. And so I'm like, okay, it's kind of like fate, you know. So I showed up this place. They took my photo. They did some headshots. And I went down to LAX. And it was so simple. They're like, okay, here's what you do. David Hasselhoff is going to walk into the airport. You just follow in behind him and go to the right. When I see action, start walking. And that was it. And I kind of got hooked. It was so easy, you know.
Right.
I mean, I could follow directions, for goodness sake. And then seeing all the behind the stuff, this behind the scenes stuff was amazing. It was really cool. Wow. So I had a really nice lunch, and then they sent me on my way, and I didn't think anything of it. About 3 months later, I get another call, and they're like, oh, hey, we need you for another movie. And I said, oh, hold on. What are you talking about? And I had totally forgotten about it. They said, yeah, that $40 pays for a year with our service. And I'm like, oh. And so I went back in, and then next thing you know, I'm doing it every weekend, then every day, week long. And
how fun.
Kind of fell into it. Yeah.
Oh, man, that's great. How old were you?
Oh, gosh, 30.
Wow. 39,
30. Yeah.
So you kind of had the bug a little bit, it sounds like.
I got a little bit of it. And I was in between life, as you may say. You know, I had a divorce and lost my job, family, and car all in the same day.
Oh my goodness.
And so I was kind of floating, and this came across, and I needed something to do, so I did it. One of my best ones was one of my favorite ones to do was Last Action Hero with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh yeah.
And I played a paramedic in that one. And and you can always tell the best movie sets to be on by craft service.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I did a really low budget one called Cyborg 2, which the first one was Jean-Claude Van Damme, but by the time they wanted to do the second one, he was too expensive because they had gotten famous. And so it was a really low budget. The craft service was literally a bag of chips, four apples, and a six pack of soda. And there's like 40 of us. You know, and that was the craft service.
And so you took Van Damme's role.
No, I was a cop in that one. I got to use a 9mm machine gun. We were filming down in Long Beach at the shipyards and almost got blown up. It was quite interesting.
Oh, man. Well, let's pick up there next time. I got to have you back sometime. Sure. This is really fun. Thank you so much for your time tonight. Princess Bride is Eric's pick. And have a great night. Thank your wife for me. And yeah, let's do this again.
Yeah. Thanks, Bert.
All right.
Pete, we'll talk to you again soon.
You got it. All right. That's movie star, popcorn aficionado, Eric Hulse. Check out Colonel Popcorn, ColonelPopcornFactory.com. When we come back, Civic Media award-winning news is up next. Then Bob Dennis and I talk mob in the second hour at 7:20. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Todd Albaugh. Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend Peter Rapine from EPOM's World wraps up with a week in review of the lighter side. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Todd Alba Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and an unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.